USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Hurricane Ian is now considered a major hurricane.
It is going to kick up a lot of water as it comes in, and you're going to end up with really significant storm surge. You're going to end up with really significant flood events.
The storm expected to hit Florida's Gulf Coast Wednesday after passing the Florida Keys later tonight. The latest update from the National Hurricane Center says the Category 3 storm currently has maximum sustained winds of near 120 miles per hour. The Fed has been steadily raising interest rates to combat inflation, but many market observers worry what the Fed is doing will cause a recession. Congress's deadline to approve government funding and avoid a partial government shutdown is coming up fast. The federal government will run out of money on Friday unless Congress acts. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is trying to lead the passage of a short-term funding bill, but lawmakers still have several hurdles to clear. Actor Alec Baldwin could soon face criminal charges. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Alec Baldwin may soon face criminal charges for allegedly firing the gun that killed the cinematographer on the movie set Rust, as the Santa Fe Sheriff's Office prepares to release its final investigative report on the shooting. At the same time, the Santa Fe District Attorney filed an emergency request for over $635,000 from the New Mexico Board of Finance so her office would have the funds necessary to prosecute up to four people in connection with the incident.
Lumber prices have fallen to their lowest level in more than 2 years, down more than 70% from their peak, bringing 2x4s back to what they would cost before the pandemic building boom and pointing to a sharp slowdown in construction. The Dow lost 125 points on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
The COVID-19 National Emergency Declaration from early 2020 is still in effect. On Fox Business, Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall explains why he is pushing a resolution to end the president's emergency powers.
We need to push back on them, take this away from them. He weaponizes it. He uses power. This is part of his social grab, his socialism, radical socialism that Joe Biden proposes. That's why in November we need a change.
Undersea Russian gas pipes are hit with mysterious leaks.
Germany is calling out sabotage as the Nord Stream pipeline, used to transport Russian gas to Europe, has spilled an unknown amount of fuel into the Baltic Sea. A German security official says the evidence points to a violent act and not a technical issue. The investigation continues. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
Over 200,000 illegal immigrant encounters were reported along the southern border in August alone, according to Customs and Border Protection. Yuma Mayor Douglas Nichols says his majority Hispanic community has a tradition of doing immigration the right way.
As a community, we're just really overwhelmingly supportive of border security, of the wall, of all those policies that make and force people to do it the right way.
He believes a barrier would better control the flow of illegal immigrants. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.